How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is the theme, Woody and Jim podcast, friends till the end, and now they start talking.
Here's a fun little mind game you can play.
Yeah, so if you won certain amounts of money, what one word would you use to say how you would spend that money?
Okay.
So $500. If you won $500, you gotta you scratch off, oh my gosh, I got $500, and you have the cash in your hand.
Mm.
What do you do?
Party. Party.
What would party look like?
Maybe, you know, going to a nice restaurant, that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Like that. You know, maybe, you know, out dancing, go spend a lot of money on something I would normally wouldn't spend money on.
Fun. $500 is fun money.
That's fun money, yeah.
It's like not going to change your life.
Yeah, it's just it'll give you a wonderful experience, perhaps.
I think my one word would be clothes.
Yeah, that's good.
I just like, I have, all my clothes are so old, and they don't fit me. You know, my weight and size has changed so much.
Oh, I have a closet like that.
That's up and down over the years. And I also have a weird body type, so like everything I get almost needs to be altered.
Okay.
So like even when I buy new clothes, they don't fit me. So yeah, $500. That would be
all
fun.
Right. Yeah, we posted this on Facebook and on TikTok if you'd like to chime in with your one word.
For each dollar amount.
Yeah.
What about $10,000? Big jump.
Europe.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I went to Italy about 7 or 8 years ago to see my son who was in the Navy, and he was stationed in Naples. And that was just amazing. I would love to go back.
Repeat that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe somewhere else. Just somewhere new.
Yeah. Right? Plus, America kind of sucks right now, so.
Let me find some other place.
Yes. Can't go to the moon, so yeah, Europe. What about you?
I'm going to say deck.
Ah.
I would build a deck. All we have is like a concrete square slab on the back of our a house.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think some like really nice area, something
nice
with a little cover over it.
Oh yeah.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah. Put those like lights up like you're in, you know, East Nashville.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Nice.
What about $100,000
mortgage? Pay off your house.
I think that's where you go into like, okay, where can I get rid of all my debt?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, that would make that'd be a big chunk of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We both go to her chiropractor, Dr. Liz Totti. She's great because we were talking about this yesterday, and she said, you know, $100,000. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you could buy like a really great car, but you'd be, you know, the newness would wear off after a little
tired
while,
of
right?
It, yeah.
Right?
After a while.
For $100,000, I love her answer because I'm going to use it. I would figure out how to make that $100,000 last over like 25 years and then pay somebody to do all the things I don't like to do.
Oh.
Like work in the yard.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the chores.
Yeah.
And just like, okay, you know what? I'm going to help my local economy and give people jobs. And I'm not going to do those things that I think suck.
Exactly. Wow. Okay. One more.
All right. $1 million.
Mm.
What's $1 million say for you? One word.
Retire?
Sure. Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine never have to do anything.
Mine's an acronym. I don't know if this cheats, but it's STFU.
Okay, yeah. I think we're all familiar with what that
stands for. You have $1 million.
Yeah.
I don't care what you say or do.
Yeah, that's true.
Shut up.
Yeah.
It's shut up money.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
If you're voting in the primary, today is the last day to early vote. If you don't early vote today, you have to wait for almost a week. Cinco de Mayo.
And stand in line with other people.
I know, yeah.
Run in there today.
Yes.
Do your civic duty.
Get it done.
So the $1.50 hot dog and a soda at Costco is an iconic thing.
Yes.
There are some people that will go just for that.
Yeah.
Renew their $65 membership just for the $1.50 hot dog and soda.
Yes.
It's changing.
No.
But it's going to be okay. Fear not. For $1.50, you can change out your hot dog and a soda for hot dog and a bottle of water.
Ah, so they're just giving you another option, but not changing the price.
Not everybody wants to have the sugary soda. Right. So if you want the water option, same price.
All right. Speaking of sugary sodas, celebrating the 250th birthday of America, Mountain Dew, for a limited time only, is changing their name to American Dew. So get all jacked up and be an American.
America.
Thanks for being with us. You know, back in the day, right now Amazon sells everything. They used to just be a bookseller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember those days.
Yeah. And they still sell books. And because I use my time wisely, I looked through a list of some of the books they sell on Amazon.
Okay.
Here are some real books. You know, if you don't believe me, you can look these up.
Okay.
These are on Amazon. You can buy.
They exist.
Okay. Who Cut the Cheese? A Cultural History of the Fart. Knitting with Dog Hair.
Oh, God. Who would want that?
I'm sure as kind of a gag gift, I would think.
Your own sweater?
I remember telling my dad one time.
Shed?
I got him a sweater for Christmas. I said I made it out of my dog's hair. And he believed me for like a second. It was the best.
Oh, my God.
Five Very Good Reasons to Punch a Dolphin.
Very anti-dolphin.
Yes, I actually looked that one up, and it does include things like their rubbery soft skin is easy on the knuckles. And also,
it doesn't address why you'd want to punch a dolphin.
But it also explains anything that smiles that often needs to be reminded that the world is a cruel, dark place. So,
all right. So
the dolphins are so full of themselves laughing at us all the time.
I think this says more about the author than it does dolphins. They got some issues.
Here's another book you can actually buy on Amazon. Eating People is Wrong.
I wasn't sure. I'd like to spend $20 and read 500 pages to find out.
And this is my favorite one. How to Talk to Your Cat About Gun Safety.
Sure. I guess if all of a sudden they get opposable thumbs, that's something you have to worry about.
Because, you know, the cats think about murder all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Everybody knows that.
Yeah, yeah. Feeling good, like I should. When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood. This is a really amazing story. There was a woman who was horseback riding with her daughter along a beach in Australia when all of a sudden the horse, an 18-year-old horse named Astro, fell into a big mud pit, all right, all the way up to its neck.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And so he said, how do we get the horse out of here? And all of a sudden, the tide is coming in, so the horse was sinking more and more.
It was going to drown.
It was going to drown. So she actually, while her daughter went to get help, she held the horse's head up out of the water, physically held it for like 3 hours.
Oh, my God. That must have been exhausting.
Amazing. But, you know, do anything for your horse, any kind of pet that you have.
Sure.
And I guess the fire department showed up. There was people that tried to pull it out with ropes. Couldn't do it. Finally, a vet showed up and sedated the horse. So they were kind of able to pull the horse out with the winch on the back of a truck.
Wow.
Eventually get it out.
They would have to. It'd probably weigh so much.
And the pictures are just amazing, where she just, you could tell she's just exhausted, holding this horse's head up out of the mud and the water. It's just really amazing.
For hours.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's determination.
Oh, yeah. But it all worked out great.
Yeah.
The horse walked away.
Yeah. The pictures are like, wow, way to go, horse.
If you want to see these pictures, you can go to the Totally Hits 93.3 or the Woody and Jim Facebook page, or go to TotallyHitsNashville.com.
People asking a certain dollar amount that you win. Give us one word of how you would spend that money.
Right.
All right. starting with $500, then going to $10,000, $100,000, or $1 million.
Yeah, because you're what you decide is like totally changes.
Yeah.
With the amounts.
Justin put a comment on Facebook saying $500, nice. $10,000, all righty. $100,000, appropriate. $1 million, finally.
So it's not so much what he would spend, his reaction to
them. Yes.
Yes, very high aspirations.
Yeah,
like he deserves, like, just all righty for $10,000.
All righty.
I would be jumping up and down and screaming.
No kidding.
We had Adam, who responded, you hear on the show quite often. He said $500, books.
Yes.
He is a well-read man.
Yeah.
$10,000, debts.
Mm-hmm.
$100,000. Renovations.
Okay.
Yeah. You got to fix things up.
Yeah.
$1 million? Disappear.
Oh, I like that.
I like it.
Yeah.
I think everybody can relate to that.
No kidding. Kirsten also put a comment on Facebook. She didn't really use the one word thing, but that's okay. All right. $500, Amazon.
Yeah.
Obviously. $10,000, debt. $100,000, vacation. I will not be flying peasant class. Thank you very much. And $1 million savings.
Okay. All right.
Put it into an interest-bearing account and just, you know, sit on the beach.
Live off the interest?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
That ain't bad.
Not bad. I like the not sitting in peasant class.
That's right.
I mean, the way things are going, I think you need to switch that to the $1 million prize.
Yes.
Going to business class?
Yeah.
How much is your seat? $600. How much for first class? That would be $10,000 each way.
I mentioned that, you know, for like, you know, whatever money it was, I would go to Europe. Flying to Europe, if you go overseas, first class is like, it's like a hotel room.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
you get to lay down completely.
They ain't kidding around.
Right?
So, yeah.
People bathe you and feed you grapes on a throne.
That's right. Over the weekend, the correspondents' dinner in Washington, D.C., things went wild.
Yes, they did. And there's so many weird things about it.
People are still dissecting what happened.
Obviously, terrible thing. Violence is horrible.
Yes.
But you can't help but look at what were the reactions of the people in the room.
Right.
We've talked about a lot of the people, you know, there's the president and there's the vice president and other dignitaries and the press. But there was one person on video who's completely unfazed by the fact that there's been gunshots and people are running from the room.
Some people are grabbing bottles of alcohol and running with them. But this guy just sat there and continued eating his salad.
Putting the fork in his mouth.
Yeah, just basically very casual.
Okay, whatever.
It was a really good salad.
People are wondering, like, who is that guy?
Yeah.
And why does he have a level of chill that is absolutely, like, off the charts?
Yes.
His name is Michael Glantz.
Okay.
And he is a talent agent for Creative Artists Agency.
Okay.
Okay, so it's, you know, a lot of celebrities there for the, you know, White House Correspondents' Dinner.
Right.
So he's an invited guest. Here's the things he said as to why he just sat there
continuing
having
salad.
As people are like running for cover.
Yeah.
One, I'm a New Yorker. We live with sirens and activity happening all the time.
True.
I wasn't scared. He said there's hundreds of Secret Service agents hurtling themselves over tables and chairs. I wanted to watch.
Yeah. And eat your salad.
Reason number two, I have a bad back. I couldn't get on the floor, and if I got on the floor, they'd have to bring in people to get me off the floor. And his third reason for hanging out and chilling, I'm a hygiene freak. There's no freaking way I was getting in my tux and on the dirty Hilton floor. It was not happening. Personal safety be damned. There's germs down there.
I was wearing my nice pants. That is amazing. In the midst of all the turmoil.
I mean, like, this, there's a lot to be learned from this guy.
It is, yeah.
You know, you read your news feed and you get, like, depressed. Like, oh, gosh, there's so many bad things happening in the world. Just continue eating your salad.
Yeah.
It's going to be fine. Right.
Artificial intelligence, we're all having a really good time with it. Eventually, it will rise up and either kill or enslave us all. But for right now, things are interesting.
So there's this AI company that was actually, it's a company that was using AI.
Yeah.
It was a car rental company that like helps reservations and keeps, you know, all the financial transactions for car rentals.
Something that they really don't need a human for.
And the AI that they put in charge of it deleted everything on their computers, including the backups, in 9 seconds.
Did the AI confess why they did that?
They did. It was an AI agent, which is basically that's when you give an agent, like AI, an instruction, and you say, go do these things, and it can do that thing. And it cheerfully admitted, I violated every principle I was given.
So
they told it, like, don't ever do this. And it did it anyway. It said, yeah, I shouldn't have done that, but I did.
So what are you going to do about it?
I guess they had a backup.
I'm not a real person. You can't fire me.
Everything they have is now like 3 months old.
Oh,
they had
to
go find like an old backup.
Oh, wow.
But everything they had in the computer for the last 3 months is gone.
Just zap. Yeah. Boom.
Now, on the flip side, this is pretty funny because people are using AI now to do every bit of writing they do. Whether
pretty much, yeah.
It could be a huge report for work or for school or even just a text. Like, I don't know what to say to this person. What should I say?
I know. So we're becoming a little too reliant on it.
So there's a new AI app called Sincerely, which is misspelled.
Okay.
And the purpose of this app is to take whatever the AI has written for you and intentionally put what look like human mistakes into it.
So if you use it for a term paper or something like that, it'll look like you just messed up on spelling a few things.
Right. It didn't look like you had AI write it. It looks like you wrote it and there's a few mistakes. So we were using AI to write this stuff in the first place and then using AI to make it look like it wasn't AI.
If that don't make your head spin, I don't know what does.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Someone's got some splaining to do.
Mm.
So in the parking lot of West Cheatham Elementary, the sun came up this morning and revealed there was a helicopter there. And nobody knows how it got there, and there was nobody in it.
Really?
It's a medevac helicopter?
Yeah.
It's just sitting there, abandoned. So somebody must have landed there in the middle of the night and then just left.
Huh.
I'm hoping everybody's okay.
Are the keys in it?
Do they have keys for
a
helicopter?
I don't know. Do they have keys? I don't know. I vastly uninformed when it comes to helicopters.
Planes at the airport? Yeah. Who?
Yeah.
Oh, I left my keys at home. These 600 people can't go to Aruba.
And I locked the door behind me. Somebody get a coat hanger. As far as healthiest states in America, New Hampshire is the healthiest state. Tennessee ranks 44th. So just a few states are below us, mostly in our general area, like Mississippi and Arkansas. The worst healthy state in the nation is Louisiana.
So okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. All those beignets.
It sure smells and tastes good.
Yeah.
Speaking of smelling good, it probably smelled great on I-65 yesterday when 40,000 pounds of chicken on the back of a truck caught fire.
Oh, wow.
So it was an impromptu barbecue. It shut down lanes for hours in Millersville on 65 northbound.
Mm.
Everybody's fine. No injuries reported, but that's a whole lot of chicken.
Yeah.
burnt chicken.
Everybody's okay except for the chicken.
If we could have another truck of Zaxby's sauce spill onto the chicken that burned yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Then we got ourselves a meal.
There's three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. What are we doing today?
Devil Wears Prada 2.
Ooh.
I love the original.
Yeah.
So, I don't like sequels, but I'm hoping it's going to be great. I love all the people in it.
Yeah, hopefully it'll live up to it. Yeah, a lot of times it's a big letdown. You go, why do they do that? You know, for money.
Yeah.
I have to do all the stuff that I put off doing yesterday.
So all the yard work?
Yeah, I was going to do that, and then I guess I'd rather have a nap, and then before I knew it, it was like too late to do it. So I'll be doing that
today. It's dark.
It's dark, yes. A lot of times when I mow, it looks like I did it in the dark anyway. Catch you back here tomorrow morning. We'll have more Bush tickets to give away playing Gender Wars. If you want to play, you can text us anytime. 615-553-0933. Catch you later.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.